Kia ora, kua tere anō mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea Midday News. A Māori political scientist says Māori eyes will be on new Māori Development Minister Tama Pōtaka and Health Minister Shane Reti as the new government starts rolling out its coalition agenda. The new Prime Minister and Cabinet were sworn in by Governor-General Dame Cindy Kittle this morning, formalising the first three-way coalition in New Zealand history. Victoria University Associate Professor Lara Greaves says there will be questions about how the ministers from the various parties will work together, with eight ministers having whakapapa Māori.
Definitely there's more conservative right-wing Māori in New Zealand First and ACT who have this kind of completely abolitionist view of Māori, where Dr. Reti and Tama Pōtaka have a different kind of pro-Māori development view, more like 1990s Winston Peters type vibes.
Dr. Greaves says Paul Goldsmith's appointment as Treaty of Waitangi Negotiations Minister has made Māori on social media uneasy because of the comments he made in 2021 that colonisation was good for Māori. A Māori health researcher says the rollback of sound, evidence-based tobacco control measures will mean an extra 5,000 to 8,000 people, a large proportion of them Māori, will die by 2040 of cancer, heart disease, cot death, emphysema, and other conditions caused by smoking. The new coalition says it will repeal last year's smoke-free environments and regulated products, smoked tobacco amendment bill, which prevents people born after 2008 from buying smoked tobacco and restricts the number of retail outlets. Lisa Te Morenga from Massey University says Māori in the sector are shaking with rage at the scrapping of the smoke-free Aotearoa 2025 agenda, especially when the pressure needs to be going on.
So all the work we've been putting in on smoke-free or tobacco control over the years has had an effect. But unfortunately for our Māori whānau, you know, we've still got rates twice as high as amongst non-Māori whānau. So, you know, we haven't been doing quite as good a job at supporting our families to break that addiction to this awful, awful drug.
Lisa Te Morenga. Rotorua Lakes Mayor Tania Tapsell says the community and businesses are feeling confident about their future in tourism. Last week, Booking.com included the Sulphur City on its list of top 10 trending destinations, alongside another geothermal tourism hotspot, Beppu in Japan. Ms Tapsell says council's investment in adventure tourism to complement the city's natural resources has paid dividends.
Whether it's Booking.com's trending destinations or actually the international events that we do attract for mountain biking, like Crankworx, people are actually acknowledging that some of our natural assets here in Rotorua are uniquely Rotorua. You can't find it anywhere else in the world where you have geothermal, forests and 16 lakes.
Tania Tapsell says the Booking.com survey noted 74% of people agreed being close to water made them instantly feel more relaxed. And that is your Wātea Midday News for this afternoon. Tūrou!